Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, August 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Alice of Champagne. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the curious corners of history that shape our present and future. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're going to discuss a fascinating figure from the 13th century, Alice of Champagne. This incredible woman's life weaves through the fabric of feudal society, politics, and women's roles in power. Alice was born around 1206, the daughter of Queen Isabella of France and Count Theobald IV of Champagne. Imagine being born into a world where the very existence of your family could influence nations. Alice's lineage was something truly extraordinary. With ties to both the French royal family and the powerful Counts of Champagne, she was part of a complex tapestry of alliances and conflicts. Now, let's pause for a moment here. What do you think it was like to grow up in such an influential family? How would one's childhood experiences shape their views on power and responsibility? Feel free to think about that as we move forward. By the age of 18, Alice found herself at the center of courtly politics when she was married to a powerful figure, Hugh IV, the Count of Vermandois. This union was not merely a romantic endeavor, but a strategic alliance. The politics of marriage were adamant in the medieval period. They were often vehicles for influencing regions and weaving together powerful families. Picture it, a grand wedding filled with celebration, but underneath that joy lay a calculating strategy, one where alliances were made, enemies were thwarted, and future security was hoped for. The nuances of Alice's marriage reflected a time when women were often seen as pawns, yet Alice's story brings a different reality to the forefront. After Hugh's death in 1218, Alice didn't fade into the background. Instead, she became the regent for her son, Thomas. This was a remarkable transition, showcasing her resilience and skill in navigating the political landscape. Suddenly, a woman was holding power during a time when female leadership was exceedingly rare. Isn't it fascinating how a single individual can defy the expectations of their gender and time? Alice had the opportunity to rule not just as a symbol of her family, but as someone who had the potential to dictate the future of her realm, albeit in a society that largely underestimated female authority. During her regency, Alice faced various challenges, including rival lords who sought to undermine her power. Despite this, she managed to hold her ground, which is a testament to her remarkable political acumen. This wasn't merely a battle for her title, but for the recognition of women in positions of authority. Think about gender roles during that era. What kinds of challenges do you think she faced, and how did she overcome them? Alice's path took another intriguing twist when she married Simon de Lalling. This marriage not only solidified her political ties, but also illustrated how marriage was a tool of diplomacy that could reinforce alliances. At this point, Alice was not just a queen, but a mother, striving to protect her children's futures and establish her family's legacy. As Alice's life unfolded, she was involved in various military campaigns and negotiations. Now let me pose another question to you. What does it mean to wield power? If we consider Alice's actions, it appears that her resilience wasn't just about holding on to power. It involved leveraging it for the good of her family and realm. This sense of responsibility is something we might find ourselves reflecting on in our own lives. The tales of Alice's life continue to resonate today, especially as we explore concepts of female empowerment and leadership. Alice's story prompts us to rethink how we perceive history through a gendered lens. For centuries, women like her have been overshadowed in narratives dominated by male figures. Exploring Alice's legacy leads us to the broader question of how women's contributions have often gone unrecognized in history. In a world that prides itself on progress, have we fully acknowledged the women who paved the way for generations to come? Alice's role as a ruler gives us a lens through which to evaluate the evolution of women in leadership throughout history. As we draw closer to the end of our journey today, the life of Alice of Champagne leaves us with numerous reflections. For those of you who are history lovers, you might wonder, how many more compelling stories lie hidden in the annals of our past, waiting to be uncovered? So what can we learn from Alice's experiences today? Whether in the workplace, our communities, or even our families, how can we ensure that we embrace resilience and cultivate leadership like Alice? The world needs insightful and courageous leaders, regardless of gender. Before we say goodbye, I encourage you to delve deeper into Alice of Champagne's life. Is there something specific about her regency or her marriage that intrigues you? Explore the articles and let curiosity guide your understanding of not just her life, but the many other women who shaped history behind the scenes. Thank you for joining me today in this exploration of a remarkable woman who held power in an age that often sidelined female influence. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, history is full of hidden gems like Alice that invite us to think critically about our own lives and society. See you in the next episode of Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Alice of Champagne. Thanks for listening. See you next time.